There are some people in life who seek fame and adulation, even when their efforts and abilities don't truly warrant this. Then there are those outstanding individuals who shun the spotlight, despite their achievements being genuinely worthy of celebration. One Celt who fell into the latter category, a true club hero but one who preferred to avoid public acclaim, was John Clarke. He was a Lisbon Lion and a man who truly lived a Celtic life. Over the decades, he carried out numerous important roles for the boys. This is his story. John Clarke was a Lanarkshire man, born on the 13th of March 1941 in Bells Hill. He was raised in nearby Chapel Hall in Holytown. From his earliest days, Clarke knew adversity. When he was a child, his father was killed in a railway accident in England. As well as growing up to have a strong work ethic, Clarke also grew to be an accomplished footballer with an impressive reputation in Lanarkshire. He played for Larkhall Thistle and from here caught the attention of scouts, including from Birmingham City. However, his destination would be Celtic Park. Aged just 17 years old, Clarke signed for Celtic on the 8th of October 1958. He described this as feeling like he had won the pools and later appeared as a trialist. Within less than a year, on the 3rd of October 1959, he made his formal debut in a 5-0 victory over Arbroath. John Clarke quickly established himself as a dependable and capable player. However, he was not initially part of a Celtic team that was accustomed to winning. This all changed when Jock Stein arrived at Celtic in 1965. At that point, the boys hadn't won a major trophy in around 8 years. Within weeks, the Celts once more celebrated major success as the boys beat Dunfermline to claim the Scottish Cup. John Clarke cheered as much as any other player, and he'd fought his way through the 90 minutes, despite receiving a serious injury at one point. With this success achieved, life was about to change for Celtic, and Clarke as well. Jock Stein redeployed him from being a wing half to a sweeper. In this role, he soon earned the nickname The Brush. Clarke was someone who swept up danger before it could reach Celtic's defence. John Clarke's rise coincided with the most successful era in Celtic's history. Between 1965 and 1967, during Celtic's most dominant period, he played an extraordinary 140 consecutive matches in major competitions. This was evidence not simply of his fitness, but also his crucial importance to the team. Celtic and Clarke's greatest day came one sunny afternoon in Lisbon. As the boys defeated Inter Milan to claim the European Cup, Clarke and his teammates became immortalised as the Lisbon Lions. Along with Tommy Gemmell, John played in all the boys' games that season. Although a quiet man, he had one notable on-pitch moment in 1967 which defied this. In the so-called Battle of Montevideo, when Celtic played Racing Club for the Intercontinental Cup, Clarke was incensed by an Argentinian player's foul and raised his fists in a boxing style to challenge him. Surprisingly, he wasn't sent off at this point, although Bobby Lennox was. It seemed that the referee had mixed up the two players. It wasn't simply in Celtic's green and white where John Clarke excelled. He also turned out for Scotland on four occasions, making his debut in a 1-1 draw against Brazil in 1966. This let him face legends such as Pele and Jairzinho. Clarke also played against Wales, Northern Ireland and the USSR, the latter being the only time he lost whilst wearing dark blue. By 1971, John Clarke's time playing in green and white was coming to a close. Injuries had long afflicted him, and he was struggling to compete with many of the younger, quality street gang players that were coming through the Celts' ranks. John Clarke's final Celtic match was a notable one for the club. On the 1st of May 1971, the boys played Clyde at a Celtic park that was undergoing significant renovation. This was the final match in which the Lisbon Lions 11 walked out onto the park, although Ronnie Simpson was injured and did not play. Celtic won 6-1 to officially confirm their sixth successive championship, and it was the farewell match for Clarke, as well as Bertie Auld and Stevie Chalmers. Over 13 years at Celtic, John Clarke made 316 first-team appearances, scoring 3 times. His Celtic record is hugely impressive, and he is one of the club's most decorated players, winning 6 league championships, 3 Scottish Cups, 5 League Cups, and 1 European Cup. Leaving Celtic did not mark the end of John's playing career. He journeyed westwards to Greenock, where he turned out for Morton. His time there included scoring again for Celtic, although unfortunately for him, it was an own goal. He spent 2 seasons at Capello before finally retiring as a player. At one point, Celtic looked to re-sign him, but this fell through. However, he would still have the opportunity to again work for Celtic. After retiring, his first destination was a familiar one. Clarke returned to Celtic Park as a coach, working with the reserves and youth teams. His deep understanding of the game and his ability to nurture young talent made him a trusted and important figure. After this, Aberdeen came calling. In 1977, he joined his old defensive partner Billy McNeil as assistant manager at Pittodrie. The two men enjoyed a successful spell that resulted in Aberdeen finishing as league runners-up. However, it was time to once more head for his true home, Celtic Park. In 1978, John Clarke returned to the boys as assistant manager, helping Celtic win 3 league titles, 1 Scottish Cup and 1 League Cup. This included the dramatic 10 men won the league success in 1979. After leaving Celtic, John continued his own managerial journey. During the 1980s and 1990s, he was in the hot seat in various places, working for Cowdenbeath, Stranraer and Clyde, as well as junior club Shottesbourne Accord. However, by 1997, Clarke was again back home. He took up the role of Celtic's first team kit man, a position he would hold for more than 20 years. In this role, Clarke helped prepare squads for matches and offered advice to young players. Many players and managers, including Martin O'Neill, later spoke of how John Clarke's stories helped them at Celtic. This was publicly recognised in 2004. At the Celtic Player of the Year Awards, O'Neill presented John Clarke with a Lifetime Achievement Award for his numerous services to Celtic. It was well deserved, although he still had many years of work to go. Away from football, John Clarke was a devoted family man. He was married to his wife Eileen and a father to his children. In fact, his son Martin followed in his footsteps in professional football, playing for clubs including Clyde, Nottingham Forest and Partick Thistle. John Clarke's life ended on the 23rd of June 2025, when aged 84. Following this, there were numerous tributes to him from across the Celtic and footballing world. The boys' then-manager Brendan Rodgers said that Clarke's contribution would be forever etched into Celtic's proud history. The funeral mass was held at St Mary's Church in Glasgow, the place it all began for Celtic. A priest at the service described him as being a happy and quiet man, known for his authentic kindness. The cortege travelled down the Celtic Way, honouring a man who had given so much to the club. Despite being part of Celtic's greatest ever team, Clarke was never comfortable with public attention. Of the Lisbon Lions 11, he was the only one that did not write a book about his time in football, despite numerous requests to do so. Many years beforehand, another great Celt, Paddy Crerand, once said of Clarke that John Clarke is a player's player because he's always thinking about the team and never plays for himself. If he's given the job, he does it without any fuss or fancy stuff. John Clarke's decades at Celtic, in a variety of roles, means that he stands second only to the great Willie Mailey in terms of Celtic longevity. This is a true mark of his legendary status at the club, whether or not he was comfortable with such an accolade. The years that Clarke spent at Celtic led many people to refer to him as Mr. Celtic, a recognition not just of his achievements, but also his lifelong commitment. It's an entirely fitting tribute to the great John Clarke. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in 3 Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.